Sam back with another episode of the Complete Circle podcast. This is the first episode of season 3. Very exciting. And I actually have a guest here today. Yeah, this season we're going to be having more guest people because, you know, I want to have conversations and I want y'all to be a part of those conversations. So, yeah, we're going to come back bigger and better this year, and this is how we're going to start it off. So today I have my girl Imade in the building. And you know, we about to have a really good conversation. Like, I don't think y'all are actually ready for what this is about to, you know, hit you with. Today we're gonna be talking about how are you the actual problem in your relationship with God, you know? And I think a lot of the time it's easy to be like, you know, where you at, God? What you doing? You know, why is it looking like this? And God is looking at you like, it's not me. It's actually you. And when you get hit with that hard truth, whoo, it's quite the doozy. But I'm very excited to jump into this conversation. And let's just kind of like talk about why you came up with this topic, Imade. And like, yeah, let's get into it. Oh gosh, okay.
Hey, Complete Circle family. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are good. Okay, grab your wine. Okay,
oh, wow. Not the wine.
Grab your popcorn. This is going to be a great podcast. If you're in the mood for some self-conviction, this is the audio you're going to listen to. Shut up all of everything else and just tune in. So, honestly, truly, why did I choose this topic? It's because things are falling apart everywhere else. And because things are falling apart, I was like, okay, I need to do some self-reflection. I need to do some looking deep within. And after I, you know, did my self-reflection and looking at myself real hard in the mirror, I was like, wow, in actuality, in retrospect, in 4K, I am the problem.
Oh, I felt that. I felt that. And I feel like in times when things are falling apart, that's when, you know, you really got to look at what's going on spiritually because nothing else is making sense. So it has to tie back to God and your relationship with God. And, you know, I feel like that's the best place to look because that's where you're going to find your answers every time.
Truly, honestly. Like, if you're not looking at God, then what are you looking at?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right, so speaking of that, I want to ask you, what do you feel like is your biggest struggle when it comes to your walk with God?
I feel as if my biggest struggle with my walk with God is, first, I'll start off with the consistency when it comes to him. Yeah. Some days I am on fire, mm-hmm. and then there's days where I'm like, God, I don't really feel you. Mm-hmm. And then there's days where I'm like, I don't really want to do any of this. I want to read my Bible today. I don't want to entertain. No, I want to still do my worldly things. Yeah? Yeah. And then, you know, it's just having to fight that lukewarmness for real. Like, it's sometimes it's an enjoyable place to stay in the middle, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it's very safe to be in the middle. But I think, especially with everything that happened as recently, I think that I have to grow up. So one is consistently, and two, I have to grow up. Like, you no longer can stay a baby. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to say a baby, mm-hmm. because I can mess up and everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're going to pick yourself back up again. Mm-hmm. But now I'm a toddler doing the same things. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm 10 doing the same things. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there has to be some level of growth to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, heavy on the consistency aspect. Like, yeah, same. Like you were saying, like being so on fire, and then it's like, you know, like you just feel like this burst of peace and joy, and it's like, oh yeah, God, you doing your thing. We here with it. And then just falling off, not even for any particular reason. It's just like life be lifing, distractions, like mood, and it's just all of these determining factors about how much I will give to God or how much time I'll spend with God versus like it just being no matter what, through whatever, like I'm going to give God my undivided time, attention, intention. And it's just, it's you know, it's not okay. Like, we know it's not okay. Like, I know it's not okay, but it just be happening. And I think that's like been my biggest thing through the spiritual walk is that consistency. Cause it's like, I could wake up at 4 a.m. and go to the gym, no problem. Tired, lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what mood I'm in, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it with no complaints, no problems. So why is it that I can't give God that same energy? Like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to set time aside for you intentionally. Why does that always fall to the wayside versus everything else? And that's really the question, you know, we got to be asking ourselves, like, why can I do everything else? But when it comes to God, it's always lukewarm, hot, cold, in and out. Like, what if he was like that with us?
Exactly. Honestly, that's sometimes like the reason why I try to give as much grace and compassion, because it's like, if you think about it, like the things that we do, just think, well, like, what if God did those things to us?
Mercy.
Like, we would have no chance at salvation. No chance at afterlife. And I just, you know, we thank God for mercy and grace.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen. We love that. We love a good, faithful God, because if it were up to me, I don't know where I would be. So in that same line of like, what are the things you struggle with the most? Like, what are some difficult truths you feel like you've had to come to terms with? Yeah. So like, you know, tell the people what God has sucker punched you in the face with. Because I know that he has, you know, triple knocked me out a couple times, you know.
What has God sucker punched me in the face with? Should I get like the real, like,
nitty gritty? Hey, girl, we want to know all your business.
Okay. All right, time for vulnerability.
We love it.
Okay, so, like, recently I have gotten out of a relationship that has blindsided me completely. And, yeah, God, he sucker punched me very, very well. And he got a few good combos in that one. Because that one, like, I really did not expect the breakup ending of it. Like, it's one thing to break up, but then the things that came along with the breakup, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. So I actually did not know you at all. And I think, I'm thinking about it. I realize, like, that has been one of my biggest struggles, which is why I think my discernment is so, after this for sure, I know God going, he has to bless me with discernment like never before.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I think for one of my biggest struggles since I was like young is like, how do I put this? I'm always a genuine person. Like, no matter the outcome, no matter what it is, very, very genuine. I'm very much what you see is what you get person, because I believe that people should be treated well no matter who you are, how you are, you know? And if we vibe, we vibe. And if we don't, you still deserve to get treated well, right? Mm-hmm. But in the mix of being a very genuine person, sometimes people take that genuinity for puppy show or joke. Or, you know, it's regarded as a negative thing in terms of, like, sometimes I don't know how people present themselves. You know, to me, you're acting one way to me, so I'm going to take that because for me, this is how I am with you, you know what I'm saying? And how I am is pretty much like the same, no matter where I am. And I struggle with sometimes, not as much now, but before I used to struggle with like, okay, I'm really writing for this person, but low-key this person might not be writing for me, you know what I'm saying? And that, like, that's something that really, really, really bothered me a lot when I was younger, because it's like, you know, you think one thing of this person, but in actuality, this person low-key hates you.
Low-key hates you?
Yeah, and even in that, as a Christian, you still gotta love the person. You gotta, like, love your enemies, for real.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Because I want you to be struck with thunder and lightning and to be...
What do you say? For the chest to burn?
The chest to burn. And it's like, as a Christian, you know that just as much as God has given me grace, as much as God has given me love, He can give those same things to you. Mm-hmm. Do I fully deserve it? I can't even give a commentary. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing about it. But God loves you nonetheless to even... give that to you. And even taking us up further, how much God loves us, the very things that people will use against us, you use them for your benefit. Crazy. I believe it's Romans 8, 28. So, Romans 8, 28, which says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I always, whenever something happens, I always resort back to that verse because it just makes me think, okay, what this person intended for evil against me, God is going to use it for not only His glory, but to make me a better person.
Hallelujah.
To, you know, add to the character that I'm going to bring.
Period.
You know?
Period.
And so I have to, like, really ponder on that. You know, and really sit with it because the emotions I feel sometimes, I want to fight people, you know? I want to fight God's creation. But thank God, He uses those things to make us better.
That's like really short, sweet, concise, but absolutely sums it all up very perfectly. Yeah, like, that verse is just everything. Is there anything else you feel like two-pieced you? Or is that really the sum of it all?
What else did two-piece you? Truthfully, turning 25.
Talk about age. Don't get me started.
Turning 25. It hasn't been fun, y'all. Like, it's nice because, you know, I get to shake somebody's hands. I'm like, yeah, I'm 25. They're like, oh, you know that. You know, it sounds nice, like, to say out loud, but I feel and I already know that this year is going to shake me to my core. Like, I have to be a better person by the end of this year.
Oof.
Like, it's written, you know what I'm saying? As much as I try to, and the thing is, I don't even try to fight it. I have actually accepted it. I have to be a different person at the end of this year, but I don't like it. And I don't like it because it's so awkward. Like, it's very, very awkward. I'm usually very confident. Like, I'm still confident, but it's so awkward. Like, I'm fighting doubts. I'm fighting fears. I'm fighting things that I don't know just solely based off of the trust I have in God. And that's scary. That's scary. It's necessary, but it's scary. It's not, if anybody ever tells you that it's enjoyable, they're lying to you. Like, it's not. Christian work is not easy.
It's not for the weak.
It's not for the weak. But it's something that you have to, it's a part of the, it's like the growing pains of being a Christian. Yeah. You know how, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever, like, experienced this, you know, because she's a leprechaun. But, you know, oftentimes.
Crazy.
Like, sometimes you have growing pain. You know, sometimes, like, could be 10 and your feet are aching, you literally, you know that you're about to have a growth spurt.
That's crazy. I didn't know where you were going with it, but that's very disrespectful. No problem.
But it's a part of the growing pains of being a Christian. You have your growing pains, you have your growth spurts. And you just have to have the optimist optimism and the faith to know that me going through this is going to be better on the other side. Oh, another thing. I think I said third thing. Understanding how much obedience and sacrifice is very, very important. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's such a struggle. Because me, I like to have a good time.
Heavy on it. Heavy on it.
Like, if my friends call me, like, yeah, let's go outside. I'm like, well, I said, where, what time? Let's get ready. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not thinking much about it. Mm-hmm. But you got to sit down. And sometimes you cannot go out. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be at every single function. Mm. You don't have to be at every single, you know, single thing. You know
what I'm saying? That's true.
You really got to, sometimes you really got to sit yourself down and be like, yo, I need to just be here with God. I just need the season where it's just me and God. And choose it voluntarily, too. Sometimes, I didn't choose voluntarily. You make that out of me. But if you have the opportunity to, make it about you and God, and that's it.
Period.
Yeah, on the other side of obedience and sacrifice is success. Success in whatever you want. Literally, whatever God has in his will for you. Mm-hmm. As long as you're obedient, and as long as you sacrifice something, is there.
Yep. That's very well said. Yeah. No, that was that, yeah. That part. Obedience. Ooh-wee. It's a strong word. Obedience. That's a big word. But it is so necessary. That's like the hardest thing in this walk. And I think like that's like one of the hard truths that I've had to continuously face is like God basically telling me like I can't trust you because you're not listening to me. Like he's telling me and showing me and all of these things. And I'm sitting here doing my own thing still. And he's sitting here like, you want these things, you're desiring these things, and I want these things for you, but I cannot trust you with these things as of yet because you are not ready. You are not in a place or a position to receive these things from me because if I give it to you, it's not going to go well. You're either not going to handle it well, you're not going to handle it responsibly, like whatever the case may be, as much as I want what I want, he knows that I'm not ready. And I had to really come to truth with that. It's like, if I'm still where I'm at, it's because that God doesn't see me fit yet to take me to the next place. So it's like, okay, what do I have to do to then prepare myself or to put myself in alignment with him so that he can bring me there so that I'm not still in the same place looking back. And I think like just him, also seeing him for who he is, a lot of my perception of him had to do with like, okay, I have to do this and that, and then, you know, God is pleased, and if I don't do this and that, then he's disappointed and it's not the same. But operating in a way that like no matter what I do or don't do, I know that he is who he is and he's going to be here always. He's going to remain the same God he was yesterday, today, tomorrow, and it's not dependent on what I do. That's not what his sacrifice was for. And seeing him truly as a loving father and not as this authority that is going to discipline me or reprimand me based on like behaviors or lack thereof, because if that was the case then he wouldn't even be here with me. So I think just my perception of him and him correcting that posture, my heart's posture with him, because that really overshadowed a lot for a long time. And I think that's something I'm continuously having to still learn. And, you know, I have to put myself in a position where God can trust me. And I need to be able to trust myself, too, because sometimes I don't trust myself. So I'm not mad at him for not trusting me either. But, yeah, that about sums it up. I've been to peace quite a bit by God. But I think, like, those were a lot of the revelations this past year that I came to that is setting more of that, you know, foundation with God. It's hard out here in these streets.
When you are obedient, even obedience, with obedience comes trust. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you're obedient, it comes trust because I'm no longer fighting you. Because you don't want to tussle like...
Yeah, facts. Wrestling.
Oh, what is this? Okay. God says this. All right. And with obedience comes the trust. And then with the trust comes authority. Hold on.
Is Imade preaching? Pastor? Speaker? Wow.
So I don't know if you guys heard me before, but I'll say it again. With obedience comes trust. And then after that trust comes walking in authority. Okay? Because like I said, after, you know, I'm obedient and I'm listening to you, I'm no longer fighting you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm creating the relationship branch for us to have trust. Right? And now because I trust you, and because God is a faithful God, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do, because God does not lie, I now have the, God has given me now the ability to walk in authority, so that whenever I speak on his things, whenever he gives me something to do, I have the authority, the power from God to do what he's called me to do. Shondo.
Period.
Shondo. Wow. I don't even need to say anything in that regard after that. I you know, like, wow. I'm speechless. Speechless. That was beautiful. Like, that's a fact. Like, in that order, in that very order. What did Mama D say? Oh, let me stop playing. But no, I think that, of course, as you go through your journey to, like, there will always be a constant, like, face-to-face with truths and, like, just learning more about yourself through God. And he does it so gracefully, too. You know that song by Tasha Cobbs, Gracefully Broken? If you don't know it, go listen to it. Like, that is so true. Like, God will break you, but he will break you gracefully because, you know, he knows how much we can handle. And even though sometimes it might feel like you're going through the pits of hell and the fires of the enemy himself, it's okay, because just know that the breaking with God is graceful and bearable, and that you will survive and you will get to the other side because, you know, he's got you. So all of that, those hard truths, those two pieces, those knockouts, it's necessary breaking, and it is beautiful breaking. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. So, you know, thinking about, like, realizing that you in fact are the problem. In this season of life, whatever season that may be, what do you feel like God is really trying to teach you or, you know, show you the most?
I think he's trying to show me the most that I don't play with gangster. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because it's easy to just, you know, come to church and sit along on amen and praise Jesus. You know, it's very easy to do those things. You know, because I grew up in a church, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I know how to play church. Mm. I know how to play church very, very well. Mm-hmm. But I think he's telling me that, you know, now you have no other option but me. Quite literally, you have no option but me. And granted, he's backing me up against the wall. But I wouldn't have chosen him if he didn't back me up against the wall.
Wow. Heavy on, I wouldn't have chosen him.
God, y'all. I promise y'all, because, man. I think that's the thing I like the most, though. I love to be convicted. I truly love to be convicted. I love a good, like,
chokehold.
Right, a good chokehold. But yeah, for real, I think he's showing me that. Now you have no other option than me, and now you have to, like, I'm going to learn, like, who God is, what God is about, and how he works, you know? Like, all before was just like, okay, yeah, this is nice, awesome. Thank you, Father. You know, thank you, Creator. You know what I'm saying? There's a big man out there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, he's not just a big man up there. He's a big man down here, too. Oof, you know? Like,
period.
He's moving and he's shaking tables. Mm-hmm. And he's doing what he has to do. So, yeah. Definitely, like, learning to trust him and know who he is, his character, and how he works.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah, I think we're living the same life right now, because yeah, me too. Yeah, I think that, like, God, and he will put you in a position of isolation, or he'll put you in positions where it's like you have to know that it's you and him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I feel like, for me, the struggle's always been, like, you know, like, feeling like I gotta have people, or, like, looking around and seeing who's there, and it's just, like, God was really just saying to me, like, I need to be your best friend. Like, yeah. I need to be the one that you come to immediately after something happens, immediately when you feel a type of way, like, when life is life-y, instead of picking up the phone and calling so-and-so or sending a voice note, like, hey, God, like, this is what's going on. Like, he literally wants me to make him my best friend and to know that no matter what, like, it's me and him. Like, we locked in. And I feel like this season and this journey that I'm in, it definitely is requiring me to put my foundation and my roots in him and him alone, and not looking to the side or, you know, on the outside, but looking within and looking to him. And it's hard because, you know, like, as humans, we so used to that, like, the connection and, you know, that's my best friend, that's my girl, I'm gonna tell her what's up. But when God is first and he's your best friend, it's a different feeling. I'm not quite there yet. I'm just speaking on knowing what it will be like when I do get there, because I will. Amen. But I just know that there's a beauty that comes in that, and there's nothing wrong with it being just you and God for a season or for a period, however long. And so that no matter what comes back or what comes on the outside, like, you know that that foundation is strong. Like, nothing is going to shake you or break you. And I think he is wanting me to build that foundation very firmly and strongly in him, so that no matter what life does, it's always going to come down to me and him, and me being content and at peace and okay with that, and, you know, finding the joy within that relationship with him is crucial. And we are a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And God is, he's working on me. And thank God for his patience, because I know myself. So, yeah. But, you know, we love a good, gracious God. And we will get there. What he's teaching us, we will learn. Amen. Receive it and claim it. Hallelujah. And we will not have to learn the same lessons again. That part, like, yo, because when you don't learn, listen, God, he love us. He's gracious. But make no mistake, when you don't learn what you need to learn, when he is trying to teach you it, and you keep making yourself go through the same thing again, it's going to burn a little bit more each time until you are scorching and you will learn what you need to learn. But he, one thing he will make sure is that you learn it. Even if he has to give you that tough love, he gonna do what he needs to do as your father. And just know it's because he loves you. Just know that part. Because it'd be, whew, honey, it'd be hurting. But, yeah, girl. Anything else in the season? Anything else you want to?
Like, if you don't, like, I'm not okay. I think majority of people that's going to listen is Caribbean, right? Yeah. If who don't hear must feel that parable, like, I feel like God be laughing at that parable, because he's like, yeah, like, this is for y'all. He's like, I ain't gonna lie, like, this one thing, this one little phrase, I'm gonna use it, because quite literally, like, I feel like everybody in the Bible felt that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know, hearing what I'm saying to you, I'm gonna keep processing it. You're gonna feel it.
Facts.
And Shando, we felt it. We have felt it, though.
Still feel it, please.
Felt it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I feel like when I look back at, especially from 2020, let's go back. From 2020 to now, I feel like God was telling me, like, you need to let me do what I need to do. Mm. And I've let God, like, do his little, you know, his thing. I say little thing. I take it back. I'm sorry. I let God do his big thing.
Mm.
Right? And then I'm like, okay, right. Sometimes we forget the goodness of God. You know, and the things of how he moves. Because life is life, man. And we're so used to the negatives that the negative outweighs the positive.
Mm.
And that's why it's good to, like, talk about your testimonies. It's good to talk about and be with people that remind you of your testimonies, too.
Yeah.
And but I feel like from 2020, I feel like God was telling me, like, you just need to chill out. Calm down. Relax. Calm yourself. And I'm just like, no. I'm young. I'm hot. I'm turnt. Let's see what else is new about this world. And it's like, there's nothing new underneath the sun. And
facts.
Truthfully, like, I feel like because I was telling you that and I was really running away from that, now that I, like I said, he's backing up against the wall, I'm like, okay, you got it. I don't have an ounce of fight left.
Mercy. That part.
Ooh-wee. And it's crazy because, like, God needs you in your weakness, you know? Mm. Like, truthfully, that's where God, that's where people meet God the most.
Ooh.
Like, you don't meet God on the top.
That's a fact.
You don't meet God on the top. You don't meet God in your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get all those things out, and God was still with me, even through those things. And now that I'm at my weak, like, you know, bottom, you get the rocks, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm
laying lifeless, lifeless on the rocks.
That's where I'm thankful that I met him. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, things could have been so different for me, you know, and for other people. Like, people hit rock bottom and they turn it to the devil. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hit rock bottom and I turned to God. You know what I'm saying? And God was still there while I was going through rock bottom. Mm-hmm. You know? So I'm thankful. You know, it sucks, but I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I know because I serve a God who is a winner, period. You know what I'm saying? That how I'm feeling right now is just not going to be the totality of when I do cross over. When I can actually look back and be like, thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, your grace, and your saving.
Mm-hmm.
No, heavy on that. Like, I've learned this year, like, you know, if it's not good, that means God is not done, because God is a good God, and anything he has his hand in has to be good. So if it's looking some type of way, or you're not there yet, just know he's still working in the midst of it. So just if it's looking a little funky, just know that God is good and he's gracious and he loves you and he's still working and he's gonna get you there. And on the other side of it, another thing is, like, God wants beautiful and abundant things for his children. Like, if life is lifing and things are looking raggedy, just know, like, God has not done his big one yet, because he wants beauty and abundance and peace and joy and all the good things for his children. Now, if you are the one standing in your own way, that's a different story. But just know, if you let God do what God gonna do, he gonna do it. And what he's gonna do is going to be something that is just, you couldn't even think out your mind or your mouth to ask for it yourself. So just trusting in that, like, period. God will do what he's going to do every time. That's that on that. So, I mean, as we coming down to close this episode out, what would you say to somebody who's starting out on their spiritual journey and, you know, might be maybe in the same place as you or where you once were? What would you say?
That's a good question. Same as good questions, y'all.
You know what? Dusty podcasting or whatever.
Okay, so this is what I would say. If you are on your Christian journey, you're starting, or, you know, you're kind of lost, the first thing I would say is to find a community. Like, quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
How about the emotional?
Cry.
No. I will literally say that, you know, and people are going to feel differently, you know, about their outlook. I think if it wasn't for my friends, I don't think I'd still be in my walk with God. Mm-hmm. Like, when I say God has put the right people in my life, point of time, they needed to. If, I don't know, I don't even know what to say. Like, find a community of people that are not necessarily on the same wavelength as you, but will enjoy the journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that about my friends. Like, I can go to my friends, and I'm talking about my Christian friends. And funny enough, most of my friends are Christian. And if we wasn't in church together, like, we met somewhere that was involved with God. And those are the friends that still are staying with me 10 toes down today. 10 toes down today. I have friends that, like, when things go, like, whatever's going wrong, I have no doubt, like, I can go to my friends and tell them, like, what's happening. And they'll feel what I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, they will share in the pain. And not just share in the pain, but they'll have things in place to help me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends that, you know, they not only are, you know, helping me in my walk with God, but they're also, they're like, you know, they'll send things to me that's like, okay, wow, like, you were very intentional with sending this to me. I know that God is working through, that, like, God has used you to help me, you know? Like, find a community that's like that. And trust and believe, it takes time. Like, you know, I was first saying, when I first started, you know, speaking on the podcast, I was kind of blindsided by some people in terms of, like, thinking that we're friends, but low-key, this person doesn't like me, you know? But I have complete and utmost faith in my community. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, we're so solid, and because we're so solid, the love I have, I know it's a God love I have from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that if I was doing anything else, it would not even compare to the way my friends are for me, and that I am for them. So I'll definitely say start off with that. Once you have a community of people that make the Christian journey enjoyable, like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, Christian humor is actually funny. Like, you really gotta be funny to be, like, have Christian humor. And the friends I have, the way we joke is so, like, holistic, wholesome, and just, like, wow, like, I'm so happy to be doing God with y'all. So I would definitely say start off with that. And second thing, look, like, develop the habits, which is hard. Develop the habits that will help you to reap the rewards of the Christian walk. Like, a lot of these self-help books, where do you think they get it from?
That's true.
They get it from the Bible.
They sure do.
They get it from the Bible. Like, everything is quite literally from the Bible. And I'm going to dive into that. Like, I'm thinking about mad stuff right now. I'm like, the Bible talks about it. You know what I'm saying? Waking up early to get what you need to get done. Hello, Proverbs 31 woman. Even just, like, having certain responses and forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you, you know? A lot of self-help books, they get this stuff from the Bible. So, yeah. So, community and developing habits.
Same. Period.
I definitely heavily agree with the community one, because when I ain't got no life left in me, and I can't speak life over myself, listen, I can always count my peoples to speak it for me and to pour it over me. So heavy on that, because, yeah, this past year was doing what it needed to do. And, honey, if it wasn't for my people, my anchors, like, in God, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know where I would be or what I would be doing right now. So heavy on the community for sure. I would say to have just as much patience and grace with yourself as God has with you. I think as people we are, not I think, I know that as humans we are much harder on ourselves than anybody else. We are our own worst enemies, our biggest critics, and anything else you can think of. But it's about knowing that if God, the God of gods, of the universe, like everything you could imagine, looks at you in your flaws, your falls, everything, and says, you're still worthy, you're still valuable, you're still everything, like you are still fearfully and wonderfully made, then you should look at yourself and to see that as well. And it's not always easy, don't get me wrong. But just practicing it little by little, like, you know, when you fall, when you make mistakes, God is not expecting you to be perfect. He's just expecting you to believe and have faith and know that he is there with you. And whatever that walk looks like, that's between you and him. And he will do what he needs to do. Just trust him in the process. And I would also, like, add that onto it, too. Like, just trust him. Trust him no matter what. Like, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Trust him. Know that if he did it before, he gonna do it again. And even if you haven't seen him do it yet, or you're just not there in your journey of faith, just keep holding on, because he is doing something and he will do something and you will see it when it is time for you to see it. But don't go by sight. Go by faith. Because your faith will strengthen you and it will keep you and it will sustain you. And when you can't find that for yourself, like Imare said, lean into your community, but just make sure that you have it in one way or another. And even if it's the size of a little tiny mustard seed, that God said is enough to move mountains. So I would say that's definitely for someone who's starting out. Those are the biggest things, for sure. And whatever that looks like for you, that's your journey. But just know that wherever you're going to be, God is going to take you there. And if you are the problem, it's okay. Because he still loves you, okay? And he knew that we were going to be the problem. He knew. He saw it. And yet, here we still are.
He quite literally knew because
yeah,
he not only did he create us knowing that we would be the problem, okay, he created a plan. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He set up a plan to send out his son.
Yeah.
To send out his son. That's crazy. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
Like, if I knew someone was a problem from a mile away, I'm not going there.
Far away. Like, you not seeing me.
You're not seeing me, fam. It's crossing the street, actually. I'm not going there.
Oh, but God said, no, I'm going right to them. I'm going right in the midst of them. And he handled the problem with ease. Okay, so the same God. He's no different. So don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. It's going to be all right. We gonna make it, y'all.
We gonna make it.
And that's a wrap.
And that's a wrap.
I hope that y'all stay blessed, stay beautiful, and we will see you next time on Complete Circle Podcast.